But now, in Heart and Soul, Muslims from different traditions reflect on the meaning and significance of the 99 beautiful names of Allah. The programme begins with a short reading from the Quran.
He is Allah, the Creator, the Maker, the Fashioner. His are the most beautiful names. Whatever is in the heavens and the earth declares His glory, and He is the Mighty, the Wise.
The 99 names are the great way in which Muslims come to describe God, and they come from the Quran. Every Muslim knows them: the Compassionate, the Merciful, the Loving Kind, the Just, the Resurrector, the Guide, the Source of Hope, the Arbitrator, the Mild, the Reckoner, the First, the Last, the Outwardly Manifest, the Inwardly Hidden. And they often come as a kind of coda to the end of some of the most poetically dramatic Quranic verses. But there's no one place in the Quran where they're all listed bumper to bumper as 99 names. They're scattered throughout the text.
He is Allah, besides whom there is no God, the King, the Holy, the Author of Peace, the Granter of Security, Guardian over all, the Mighty, the Supreme, the Possessor of Greatness.
My name is Abdul Hakim Murad. I teach Islamic studies at the University of Cambridge, and I also preach at the main mosque here in Cambridge. Islam has two scriptures. There's the Quran, and there's also something called the Hadith. The Hadith is essentially the sayings and the doings of the Prophet Muhammad, the founder of the religion. And one of these Hadith texts has the Prophet say that God has 99 names. Whoever lists them or counts them or enumerates them will enter paradise. So that basic scriptural text is the foundation for the Muslim practice of celebrating the 99 names of God.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, Ar-Rahman Jalla Jalaluhu, Ar-Rahim Jalla Jalaluhu, Al-Malik Jalla Jalaluhu, Al-Quddus Jalla Jalaluhu, As-Salam Jalla Jalaluhu. I am Haji Serkan, and we are in the Sufi Lodge of Mawlana Sheikh Nazim, and I myself have been a follower of Mawlana Sheikh Nazim since very young, just something that's been passed on to me from my parents. The Naqshbandi order originally started with Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our prophet. Naqshband means, in Turkish, Naqish means to embroider, and the Naqshbandi are those who embroider and engrave into the heart the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the prophet. Firstly, through loving the prophet is the only way we can truly love Allah. You call the 99 names out, you call towards him, you shout those names out. For example, at the moment, our Sheikh even says, we need a lot of mercy on earth. So the name Rahman, they will call that name out. Obviously, we know Allah hears us. Allah always hears us. And it's said that if you call his name, he'll call your name. So that in hope that he will call our name with mercy, we call his name Ar-Rahman, which, call him out for his mercy so that he may give us mercy.
The first name that God gives himself in the Quran is Ar-Rahman, the All-Compassionate. And the Prophet himself explains that this word is linked to another Arabic word, Rahim, which means a womb, the woman's womb. And this has given rise amongst Muslims to the idea that this is quintessentially a kind of maternal or feminine nurturing idea, that God brings the world into being in a process of creation that is almost like a mother bringing a child into the world.
prayer inspired by the most beautiful names of Allah. O Allah, truly, I ask you by your name, Allah the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. O possessor of majesty and splendor, O living, O self-subsistent, O you whom there is no God but you, O possessor of might and invincibility, O King, O All-Sacred, O All-Peaceable, O All-Faithful, O All-Preserver, O Almighty, O All-Compeller, O All-Sublime, O Creator, O Maker, O All-Loving, O All-Praiseworthy, O All-Worshipful, O Far, O Near.
There are some names which are what Muslims call names of beauty, names of Jamal, and other names which are called names of rigor, names of Jalal. Perhaps this reflects a male-female difference. The names of beauty, compassion, nurturing, forgiveness are often associated with the female principle, and the names of rigor and justice and strength are associated with traditionally male virtues, the God that has created a world in which there are earthquakes and tidal waves and epidemics and when there will be a day of judgment. And both of those, of course, are equivalently principles that are united in the one God of Islam.
O All-Majestic, O All-Beautiful, O Guardian, O Surety, O Annuller, O Obtainer, O All-Steadfast, O Everlasting, O Knower, O Decider, O Judge, O Just, O Separator, O Joiner, O Pure.
The Quranic names that speak of God's beauty would include, well, the Beautiful, that's one of his names, the Compassionate, the Merciful, the Mild, the Forgiving, the Nurturing, the Patient. Some of the names of rigor that some might stereotypically perhaps regard as masculine names would involve qualities such as the Just, the Judge, the Arbiter, the Resurrector, and names that refer to the more sort of strenuous, rigorous properties that we see God has through the way he works in creation.
O he who is master and exercises power, O he who is inward and aware, O he who is worshipped and thankful, O he who is disobeyed and forgives. O Lord, O Lord, O Lord, O all generous, O all generous, O all generous. By your mercy, O most merciful of the merciful.
أسألك يا من هو الله الذي لا إله
I'm Shems Friedlander. I'm a professor at the American University in Cairo and the author of several books on Islam and Sufism, one of which is The 99 Beautiful Names of Allah. I would say that the names are a key to the spiritual world. We basically live in what we call the dunya, the ordinary world, the world that we eat, sleep, go to work, enjoy things, all the necessary things we do during the day. But there is another world, a spiritual world. Now, Allah has given us a key. That key to enter the spiritual world lies in His names. And it's said that Allah is secretly hidden within His names. So it stands to reason that the more one focuses on these names, the more one repeats these names, the more one breathes in these names, and these names become part of your heart and part of your being, the heart then can erase all the discrepancies of all things, and you can feel closer to Allah.
الواجد الماجد الواحد الصمد القادر المقتدر المقدم المؤخر الأول
The Prophet Muhammad told some of his companions to remember Allah until their tongues would become numb. And Allah says, remember me by my names. They are not only names, but they are attributes. These names also indicate to the Muslim that he should strive toward the attribute. Faith is a cloak that must be grown into, and it doesn't shrink to fit the wearer. The wearer has to grow into it.
Al-Qahhar Jalla Jalaluhu, Al-Wahhab Jalla Jalaluhu, Al-Razzaq Jalla Jalaluhu, Al-Fattah Jalla Jalaluhu, Al-Alim Jalla Jalaluhu, Al-Qabid Jalla Jalaluhu. If there's something I need from Allah, then I call it. If I need strength from Allah, I'll ask for Al-Qawi. Yeah, I'll ask for his name, which is the strength. If I need patience, you know, I'm become very impatient, I'm become very angry, then I ask for him to send me patience from his name, Al-Sabur. If I need to be firm, I'm becoming weak, then I ask for Al-Mateen. I'm asking him to give me those attributes. Al-Halim Jalla Jalaluhu, Al-Azim Jalla Jalaluhu, Al-Ghafur Jalla Jalaluhu, Al-Shakur Jalla Jalaluhu, Al-Ali Jalla Jalaluhu, Al-Kabir. In my lifetime, if I could just achieve one of those attributes, then that would make me a better person, you know. And if you can take from every one of those names, then you really will become the perfect person.
Now, of course, we can only acquire God's qualities in a very finite and fallible way. The ethical qualities of God, the just and the merciful, clearly apply to us. We are required to be like that. But God's omnipotence, God's all-knowing qualities, his more, if you like, metaphysical qualities, the qualities that really are divine, are harder for us to aspire to. But nonetheless, we can say that we possess some fragment of them. So, for instance, God is all-knowing, but human beings are also required to understand their world, to understand other people, to learn the scriptures, to be learned people. So, of course, we can't be omniscient, and we can't imagine what that would be like. But nonetheless, that doesn't mean that we shouldn't make the attempt to become a little less ignorant.
The essence, the importance is not whether it's 99, 100, 101, or 1,000, or 3,000. The importance is the repetition of the name and how that name affects one's life and how it affects one's, literally, the very breath one takes. There's a story of Bishr al-Hafi, who saw a piece of paper lying in the mud at the side of the road. Well, his eye fell on the divine name written in one of the sentences. He lifted the paper, he cleaned it, he bought some scent, perfumed it, and placed it in a cavity of the wall of his house. That night he heard a voice say to him, "O Bishr, you have made my name fragrant in this world, and I will make yours fragrant in this world and the next." In the Sufi ceremony of Zikr Allah, the remembrance and repetition of the name of Allah, you find a group of people guided by a sheikh, and he indicates particular names during the ceremony that are to be repeated. Some of those names are repeated loud, some of those names are repeated subvocally, some of those names are repeated silently. Those names can be repeated in motion, moving, let's say, in a circular movement called a devran, and some can be repeated in a qiyam, a standing straight movement, and a swaying, particular swaying kind of movement. And you can experience these things in a group. You can experience the names aloud at home or silently at home. And basically, these names provide the key to a better life.
Muslims believe that because the Quran is literally the speech of God, that when we recite part of the Quran, we are participating in something that God himself has done. And because God has given himself these 99 names in the Quran, and those are truly his names, the names that he has called himself by, when a Muslim recites the name Ar-Rahman, 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 the compassionate, the compassionate, the compassionate, it's believed that that quality slowly percolates into the soul. It's like a mantra. One is invoking God by that name and is being transformed by that name. And that's why in very many forms of Sufi practice in particular, the ritual invocation of some of the names is either not allowed or is only done under very strict supervision. To constantly recite the divine name Al-Qahhar, the overpowering, for instance, again and again, can lead to a state of tremendous spiritual intensity that can actually be too overpowering for some people.
Anyone can invoke the name of Allah, and anyone can repeat the names of Allah. But to take on this repetition as a practice, as a daily practice, one should have the guidance of a sheikh, because these names have a power to them. People could get a little off-centered if they're not using the names correctly, and I think it's like if a doctor gives you a medicine if you're ill, and he says take three tablets three times a day with a glass of water, and you decide, you know, if I took all nine tablets at one time, maybe I'll get better quicker. Well, indeed, we know, without being told, that if we took all nine tablets at the same time, we wouldn't get better quicker, and we could indeed get more ill. So the sheikh is like a doctor in this way, and he prescribes the names as almost like a medicine to help the people who are going to be repeating it.
Hu Allah. Hu
out there, come and live in here. Hu Allah. Come and let me find a place in my heart.
Hu Allah. Hu Allah.
My name is Aziz de Culiers. I am a member of the Sufi order in London. I've been active in that for, I don't know, 20 plus years. We are at the London Sufi Center, which is in a beautiful part of London, the Little Venice. I am one of the guides, one of the teachers here, and I'm trying to learn Sufism and try to radiate the little bit that I have picked up over the years to whoever wants to learn about it. Have a guide, and we do not pick the names to repeat. The guide sits with us and tunes in to not what we need, but what is coming through. So the guide suggests the name. The practice is sacred and secret, and we repeat it every day an amount of times, 33 or 99 or any multiple of 99. First you vibrate it very consciously, and then you place the holy name on the breath. So you give the holy name your life, which is your breath. And you hear internally the echo of what you have just done outwardly. And then there's a third stage where we stop even hearing the echo of the name, and we just are totally silent for a moment, or as long as we can sustain it, in the emotion of the vibration that has been created within us. And when we do that earnestly for some time, after a while, one feels that it's not us that is repeating the name, but it's like the name is repeating itself. So it's like we hear it around us, we hear it, the wind, we hear it becomes alive. And when that happens, we know that's when the practice has really started to work in our psyche.
Allah jaane tu jaane Allah jaane.
I've always been particularly drawn to the divine name Al-Aziz, which is rather a subtle, untranslatable one. Al-Aziz is the God who is precious and inaccessible and of immense worth and uniqueness. It's all of those three concepts rolled into one. There's also the divine name Al-Latif, which again is hard to translate, but means something like the subtle, the all-pervasive, and the gentle. Those three things roll into one. Those are two names with which I think I have a particular relationship.
For me, you know, everybody has a dark side or an ugly side. I'm quite a nice person, but when I get into a bad temper, I can blow up. So the name that I really, really, I believe I call out most is As-Sabur, because I need patience. You know, all around us, especially now, there's so much. Life in general is just very hard. So it's just to be patient and to be able to live trying times.
There are some people who state that from the 99 names you have a 100th name. That 100th name is a secret name that's not known by all. And Aisha, the wife of the Prophet Muhammad, stated that in her belief that name was Ya Rab, O Lord. There is a hidden name, but the name is said to be hidden, but it is in the Quran. So it says that anyone who reads the entire Quran repeats the name.
In some branches of Muslim spirituality, the Naqshbandi order, for instance, there is a widespread belief that the greatest name of God is something so powerful, so overwhelming, that ordinary, uninitiated human souls simply can't bear it, and therefore it is only revealed to people who are spiritual adepts, to great prophets and to great saints, and that one reason why one seeks spiritual transformation is precisely to learn what is the true name of God, what is the name that amongst ordinary mortals can't be pronounced because it's so tremendous.
For me as a Sufi Muslim, really, really the goal is that one name, the name that's the 100th name is the Ism Azam, the greatest name, to maybe just to hear, even as a whisper maybe, just to hear it and to know what it means. I don't think I'd want anything else. Just to hear that 100th name, I think Allah would have probably given me everything in life that I've ever needed.
There are thousands and thousands of stories about Al-Ism Al-A'zam, the greatest name. But most Muslims, I think, would assume that the greatest name is the name that is most recurrently given to God in the scripture, which is Allah, which is the basic Semitic name for God, is the name of the essence. And the 99 names are names of divine attributes, not of the essence of God.
The 99 names of Allah are a key. They're a key to escape the prison of this world. They're a key to be let out of the cage of this world. They're a key to a particular kind of an inner freedom that allows one to realize the world is temporary and its shiny objects are not as important as others make them out to be, and that the real importance of life is an inner life in which one remembers his creator. God willing, these names will stay with me for the rest of my life and be at the tip of my lips and my heart on the moment that I take my last breath.
I experience the 99 names as 99 gifts, 99 windows, 99 ropes let down from heaven, 99 ways of finding hope that there is something better and more pure and more perfect above this very impure and very fallible world, 99 reasons for feeling optimistic, also 99 reasons for interrogating myself and forcing myself to get away from my own bad qualities and to adorn myself with qualities that I know to be good because they're qualities of God Himself.
Ya Rahim, Ya Awal, Ya Akim, Ya Kareem, Ya Khakim, Ya Salam, Ya Yashir, Allahu Najani.
Jah.